Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us through our Matrix server. You can go to get onto the new Matrix server. It's our own self-hosted chat server.
What if I told you we had our own self-hosted server?
Yeah, and now you can join it, and it's free, and you don't have to worry about some corporation coming down on you for saying things that are politically unpopular.
Yes.
Which is pretty nice to have, especially
which
in this day
we never
age.
Do here on this show.
Right.
That reminds me, when you go to freetalklive.com, the Discord link is still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you see that?
I just went to freetalklive.com, and there it was, to the right.
Weird. I thought I took care of that, so I'll have to take another look at that. You sure that was within the last recent...
It was during the show.
Oh, all right. Well, show me later, because I don't see what you're talking about. But anyway, you can go to chat.lrn.fm. That's chat.lrn.fm, and that'll get you the step-by-step instructions on how to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and call into the show on that system. So we knew this was coming, Captain. We just hoped that we would never see it, but it's here now. You thought concerts were lame with the whole drive-in thing?
I mean, I realized that people are grasping at straws in order to resurrect their financial well-being, particularly surrounding anything with performing arts, anything mm-hmm. where an audience is required, stand-up
which has
comedy,
been decimated
theater,
this year.
You know, concerts of any kind.
So
really.
Many venues have closed, and they're probably never going to reopen. I mean, the entertainment industry, the live performing industries
yeah.
are just
dead.
Destroyed.
They're dead. And people, businesses, venues. I'll have more on venues on Monday's show. I've got
okay.
something cooked up for Monday's edition of Free Talk Live. But
what we saw coming early on in this, there was this drive-in experience thing
right.
that was starting to happen at various different places around the country. It was, okay, come on in. We'll keep people safe. We'll keep the cars far away from one another. You get a parking space, and then you get another space
I
next to it.
I kind of liked the idea of repurposing the old drive-in theaters. Right?
Yeah.
It seemed like a cool idea to me at the time. But after having experienced one
yeah.
when we went to see Jim Brewer, stand-up comedian, it was just lame, epically lame.
It never seemed like a cool idea to me. It seemed like this is a pretty lame
way
of
doing things. Well, I just like to
see
innovation, right? Because we talk about the market all the time, and the state always comes in and clamps down its iron fist and tells you you can't do stuff. And so ultimately, the market has to react to that
and
go, oh, and this is that. And so, like, you know, I was looking for a glimmer of hope in a wasteland of nothingness because, well, government has shut down all of your entertainment with the exception of, you know, maybe some of the sports
look,
that are going on.
The best concert I ever went to was a gentleman who played a piano in someone's home, and there were about 30 people there to watch it.
Oh,
it was
a private performance.
Yeah, it was the most moving thing that I've ever experienced. And the reason was, I believe, was because I was in a small space with a big instrument. The worst concert I've ever been, I got tickets from your radio station that you were jocking there at the time, Ian, was Elton John and Billy Joel at the what was then called the Ice Palace.
It was a massive arena for hockey.
Which holds like 25,000 people. And we had, of course, free tickets. We had, you know, the nosebleed seats way in the back. And I literally walked out halfway through.
Wow.
Because there was no point. I couldn't see. I mean, you know, as a young man, like 30 years old, could not see the stage.
Wait,
I don't
who went
glasses.
First, Elton or Billy?
What? I like them both. I think they're great.
Who went on first?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think I arrived a little late, and but I got to see both of them. Like, little,
oh, okay.
Like,
I thought you only got to see one.
There were both people there.
They were playing together is what you're saying.
Yeah, they were doing stuff.
Gotcha.
And it was awful. I mean, it was not a great experience. I could have heard those songs anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was getting nothing out of sitting way, 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 way up at the top. And so I left.
Yeah, I've been to that venue as well. I saw Metallica there, and it was like, And the sound wasn't that great.
And honestly, that's what I kind of feel would be the case with parking cars at a drive-in watching somebody perform.
Well,
as a person who watches live theater a lot, I like to be in the first three rows where they can spit on me.
Right, you know?
And if I can't experience it, I don't want to go.
It's actually easier acoustically to make something sound better outdoors than it is indoors.
Yeah.
In a space that's not designed acoustically, right?
Right.
Seattle used to have the Tacoma Dome, the most horrible venue to see, and like concerts would come through there all the time. But it just wasn't designed. In fact, it was designed acoustically to reflect the cheers back down to the field to give, you know, whatever team was playing the home field advantage or whatever. And so when you tried to put a concert in there, it did the exact same thing. You had reflections bouncing all over the place.
That's how it was.
Made it sound insanely horrible. It was all just garbled garbage. And, it was nuts.
That's exactly how it was.
Well, that's what it draws to my mind, the idea of parking a bunch of cars for a concert. Look, I can see it with a big movie screen where everybody's watching the big movie screen when people's heads are three stories
tall. But if I'm going to watch a movie screen, then I might as well just go home and watch the DVD concert video, because then I can play it on, you know, my speaker system, and I don't have to deal with whatever crappy system they're going to have with the bouncing audio and all that. And so when we first heard about, oh, well, they're going to start doing these drive-in shows, our reaction was immediately, I think, the same thing, Captain, was like, we rolled our eyes and like, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible, because it eliminates the intimacy factor, Mark, the fact that you're not in any way close
to the
performance of what's going on. And even if you were in the first row of cars, you're still not close to any of the other people.
Yeah.
So you have no energy. There's no crowd feel. There's no energy of the crowd. There's no transmission of that to or from the stage. The performers on the stage are getting very little back from their audience.
Well,
and
it's just, bands have tried other things. The best concerts that I saw this year was a band that I like, a rock band called Clutch. They've been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
They're a stoner rock kind of a band. They actually hopped on the bandwagon of doing these, like, pay-per-view concerts. You know, you spend $8 on their website. You know, they try and upsell you a T-shirt or whatever, and then you get to see basically them in their rehearsal room putting on a show for you. And it was pretty good, but even they had a hard time with it during the concert, because the lead singer himself was like, it is so weird not hearing feedback after we're done playing one of our songs.
Are you guys out there?
Yeah, we hope you guys. And they'd have to like look at the little chat window, you know, to see, oh, yeah, people are applauding.
People are pressing the like button.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is sort of a matter of having money and being able to do things. Tony Robbins, are you familiar with this gentleman?
The sales guy.
Well, he's like one of the greatest motivational speakers.
Self-improvement guy.
Yeah, motivational speaker, maybe something. So I'm sure he doesn't like any of these terms, but whatever he is. That's what he does too, right? He puts on effectively one-man concerts.
Right.
And, you know, it's a live performance and he needs a venue and that kind of thing.
Same thing with like televangelists.
I suppose.
Or what are the traveling evangelists?
Yeah.
Right, you know?
He moved from California to Florida, go figure, because it's awful there. I think it was earlier. It might have been late last year.
Okay.
It was over taxes, not over the COVID. And he built this big area where he can see, you know, all kinds of people looking through their cams on their laptops or whatever while they experience it. So he managed to make a feedback venue, because he said, you just can't do what I do without the feedback. And so he managed to set that up. It's possible to do this, and now maybe he can just, you know, rent this venue out for concerts and those kind of things so that the bands can experience
it. I'm sorry, I don't think that's going to be the same.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be
the same thing. Look, for $8, you may want to watch the band perform that way. I think that's a nice feature instead of having to pay $80.
All of this crap sounds lame as hell to me.
Yeah, the whole point of a live concert for me, from a rock and roll heavy metal guy kind of perspective, is getting together with a whole bunch of people and rocking out.
That's right.
For heavy metal, particularly thrash metal or anything of that ilk, anything that's sort of the underground, the mosh pit, right? Slam dancing, if you will.
It's an important part.
Is a huge part. It's a counterculture, right? And so that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And once you eliminate that stuff, it loses its it's
the
coolness.
Whole energy.
The whole energy goes away. You don't get to see some guy getting the courage and or stupidity to jump up on stage, climb up on top of a PA speaker, and stage dive into the crowd where the crowd catches them, and then he body surfs his way over to the exit.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But if you thought drive-in... concerts were lame.
About the thing yet.
Oh, wait till you hear what Flaming Lips is it?
It is.
Cooked up. Bubble concerts coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from News. Bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to talk about how to make a concert as lame as you possibly can. Welcome to COVID world. Welcome to fear world. We'll get into that story coming up here in just a moment. But I also want to invite you, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community. And at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. So if you've got a business and you want other freedom-minded people to know that you exist, maybe become your customer, then you should list yourself over at liberty.menu. It's free to do it, so why not? You'll get perhaps some new business out of it. It's possible. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your user profile. You get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. It doesn't get you a discount because, well, it's free to use liberty.menu. As we go back to, or to the story here, Captain, where is this coming from?
Another dimension.
It sure
it's
seems
the Mandela
like
effect. We've crossed over into a dimension. I'm waiting for Rod Serling to step out any moment.
It is bizarre.
Imagine a world.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, if you will, a world where Futurism.com publishes an article. Futurism.com/the-bite. This article from October 14th. Headline, band plays show with each audience member inside a plastic bubble. On Monday, iconic rock band The Flaming Lips held a concert.
They are iconic. That much is true.
I don't think they've ever actually set their lips on fire. I could be wrong. But anyway, The Flaming Lips held a concert in Oklahoma City where everyone, audience and performers, were sealed in their own plastic bubble. There are pictures of this. And as
there's
we saw,
video
there's
of this.
Video of it, too, and it is... It's kind of funny, but it's horrifying
at
the heart of it.
So I'm willing to give the first iteration of this classification as art. To me, watching this video, I was looking at it, and I'm like, wow, this is interesting, and quite a statement about our new world. Whereas if this keeps happening, then I'm going to call it sickening and weird.
So it's okay right now, but if it happens a second time, then it's sickening and weird?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, guess what? They're going to perform again.
Well, I mean,
I suspect.
I can see his point a little bit, I guess, where, you know, innovation, you've got to experiment a little bit. And so if this is the first of its kind, they're just seeing how it's going to go. Will people accept it? How people will react to it? And if people react to it positively, more will happen. And if they react to it negatively, why, then it'll just fade off into black. But
right.
So,
I mean, it's art, you know, to begin with, right? Like, we know that Soylent Green isn't actually people, right? Like, it was just a movie MacGuffin.
Music is art. So.
So I want to add something in here. I pulled up another article about this when I was looking because you had shown a photograph, and I pulled up that story and was like, is this real? Is this actually a photo from? So I was looking for more, and then I found the video. And on this article, which includes the video by NME.com, it does show a photo of this guy from The Flaming Lips, whoever their, I presume, lead singer is, in a big bubble. Or a big ball, you know, plastic, rubber, whatever it is.
Bubble boy.
He's on top of a crowd, obviously in a photo that was taken on a previous year because the crowd is, you know, a crowd. It's just like a normal crowd. They got their hands up.
It's just
up.
A bunch of hands
and,
in
the
photo,
Right, but they're obviously not in bubbles, right? So this is not from this concert we're talking about. So what they're pointing out here is that this guy has had a bubble involved in his show before where he gets into a bubble, apparently, and then, like, goes out into the crowd and they hold him up. That's kind of cool.
He crowd surfs in the bubble,
That's a cool thing, right? Like, that's a cool gimmick. That's a neat thing for people to see when they're at a concert. But now they've taken that and they've literally applied it to the entire crowd of the attendees. Here and the video is almost psychedelic as you watch it. There's like this is the actual audio from the performance. The lights are very colorful. The lights are shifting, you know, blue to red, and with the reflections and the sort of pulsing of these bubbles. It looks very
so dystopian,
crazy.
Man.
It's surreal.
It is very surreal. But the sad part is that this is actually happening, and that people are defining this as fun.
Yeah, it's one thing if this happened pre-COVID, and this was just like, you know,
a gimmick.
The trendy rave thing, or like something that, you know, they did as art, right? But this is not that. This is the market attempting to innovate around the government shutdown of art.
And you can see these people in their bubbles. It's a fairly close shot. Like, so you can see the singer. He is actually on top of all the other bubbles. So he's performing within the crowd.
Chief bubble.
And
bubble surfing? I don't know how to... Yeah,
he's just sitting there right now, but I'm sure he moves around. Yeah. And so, but each person has, you know, what is probably at least 6 feet between the centers of these bubbles. So there's a lot of space, and they're just like dancing, you know, to themselves within the bubble.
If you're standing in a bubble and you're 6 feet tall, presumably there's a 6 foot tall person in that venue somewhere. Yeah. I mean, they're not that rare. We have several in this room.
Yep.
So if you if you're 6 feet tall, then presumably the bubble is 6 feet wide.
Correct.
And that would mean that half of that distance from the center is about 3 feet. So, you know, this is sort of the way to get your, you know, super duper social distancing. Because not only are you covered, you're also
isolated.
Socially distant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can see the people.
It is, it's so sad.
It's better than a mask. You can see them smile.
And because, you know, everybody is so far apart from one another, what does this do to the capacity of the venue as well?
Like, I have all sorts of questions about the bubbles themselves. Like, are they vented in some way? What happens?
They must be.
What happens when, you know, some moisture gets on it? Do they fog up? Do they have, devices to prevent that?
Do you take it home afterwards? Do you get to keep your bubble?
Can they be air conditioned?
If it's expensive enough, yeah, I guess you would.
Can I set my own temperature versus the temperature of the guy next to me, and then when our bubbles touch, we create condensation?
Yeah, because obviously you wouldn't want to have to clean these things, right, between each user.
So
that would become ridiculously processing.
Unless
time
they're
processing.
Disposable, but if they are, then that's
what I'm saying. You could probably let the person keep the thing. Would be my guess.
Yeah, if you buy them, in enough bulk, then I suppose it would work.
I saw something in here about. Okay, yeah, here it says. That in the comment section, Coin stressed that the punters are able to breathe normally inside the bubbles for extended periods of time, for a couple of hours easily, he wrote. So it does sound like they may be sealed. Which is insane. I mean, this whole thing is just so
crazy. Yeah, I could see things
crazy.
Going horribly awry, right? I'm waiting for the first one of these concerts to be held and the headline to read... You know, concert goer dies because of asphyxiation inside sealed bubble. So
I applaud innovation when I see it, and if this gets them paid concerts, then I'm for it. However, I must say that if I find it a disturbing trend.
Yeah,
if this is. You know, if this is what life's like going to be like in 2021,
you can count me out.
Y'all can keep it. You know,
yes.
Screw California. This is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Oklahoma City.
Screw all these places where they're like, you know, no touching.
This article just has a couple of it says, just watch as lead singer Wayne Coyne serenades a crowd of bubbled audience members who sometimes try to dance but largely seem confused while doing the closest approximation of a crowd surface available to him. It's just, it's insane. I don't want to go to this kind of a concert.
Me neither.
Is all I'm saying. I think it's lame.
I didn't want to go to the drive-in concert, and this is even worse. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Imagine how it sounds in the bubble, too. You know, sound waves aren't going to get in there real good.
It's weird.
It's Free Talk Live.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Madal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Siskov Temporal vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Siskov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bain Books at Bain.com for more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin discussed a new stimulus proposal today via phone. The two sides not talking on Friday. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy imploring his Democratic friends to at least take a look at the bill being put forth by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
President Trump with a busy day of campaigning on Saturday, the president spending time in Michigan and Wisconsin before spending the night in Las Vegas. While in Michigan, the president saying,
"This election will decide whether we preserve our magnificent heritage or whether we allow far-left radicals to wipe it all away."
Joe Biden campaigning in North Carolina on Sunday. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will take up the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on October 23rd, with the final vote scheduled for October 26th. The Judiciary Committee is expected to approve her nomination on October 22nd. Sparked by Twitter and Facebook's blocking of a negative New York Post article about Hunter Biden, the Senate Judiciary Committee says they will be issuing a subpoena to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton saying,
"Well, I'm glad that we're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come to Capitol Hill. These big tech oligarchs need to answer for their censorship of conservative and Republican voices. It's been going on for years. This week, though, they declared open war on the Republican Party and conservatives across America. And my message for these big tech oligarchs is simple. Winter is coming."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Would you go to a concert if you had to stay in a little bubble? Or a big bubble.
A big plastic bubble.
Diameter bubble. Which, as Gene the Christian Anarchist points out on our chat server, he says, the bubbles are definitely sealed or they wouldn't maintain their shape. So, like, yeah, those people are in these bubbles, and what do you do if you have to go pee?
Can I? Oh, yeah, that's a good...
Concert's over.
Do you get out of the bubble? Because if you look at this video...
That's a good question.
These bubbles are packed in, right? Like, you know, just like people would be packed into a concert.
How would you go any place? How would you move through this floor?
Right, because normally if your people are packed into a concert, you can still snake through a crowd and you can get to the exit and you can go out to the restrooms,
right.
No problem. But here, you're literally pushed up against... Your bubble is pushed up against however many other bubbles are surrounding it. And can you just kind of, like, push your way out? No, I don't think you can at least easily push your way through a crowd of bubbles like this. It would be a lot more difficult.
You know what my question is? While you're in the bubble, do you have to wear the mask?
Ah, an excellent question. They do say that in this...
What? F the masks, that's all I'm saying. But, like, you know, I can imagine a place where they're going to have one of these, and somebody's like, oh, sorry, sir, you can't be in the bubble unless you wear the mask.
Right.
It does say here in this article at NME.com, which has the video of this show by the Flaming Lips, where everybody was in bubbles. It does say, as an extra safety precaution, fans at the Oklahoma City gig were asked to wear a face mask and practice social distancing when not inside their bubble. So if they could somehow climb out and go to the restroom, then, you know, then they had to have their masks.
What if somebody just has too good of a time and passes out in the bubble?
Okay, good question. Because how much CO2 is going to be in there, as Gene points out?
Can I get my bubble filled with nitrous so I can have an extra good time?
It's hard enough to make a living doing live concert venues. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how much more difficult it is now in order to have the staff that helps people in and out of their bubbles fills them up with whatever?
They'll have to have the bubble equivalent of a lifeguard, a bubble guard.
Yeah,
right.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't even get it.
Imagine that being your job.
I'm a bubble guard. What do you do? I sit up on this perch at concerts and watch for people passing out or urinating themselves in their concert bubbles
or barfing in the bubble. Yeah.
Somebody that night barfed the bubble.
Oh, do you suppose somebody? We need to find that person. If somebody barfed in their bubble, we need to.
No,
find
they would
person.
Have to number one admit that they barfed in the bubble, and secondly admit they were actually at this
let's
concert.
Find their
I didn't
friend.
Say they did number one in the bubble. I said they barfed.
Let's find their friend who has the cell phone footage. Right, for later incrimination. Because if you were my friend and you barfed in your bubble at a bubble concert, I would take footage of that.
Let's go to Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, would you... I know you were calling about Trump, but...
would Trump go to a concert in a bubble?
No, would you, Jerome, would you actually attend a show where you had to wear a bubble around you in order to attend it, a sealed bubble?
That's like asking me would I go to a Republican rally at a time like this. Hell no.
A sealed bubble, you'd be safe. What if they brought back
Hell
the Temptations?
No. I'm not even taking a chance.
All right.
Hell no. Is Trump insane enough? What other? Look, you've been talking to me for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. What other answer do you think you would give from me?
I don't know. I was honestly curious as to whether or not you thought a bubble concert would be an attractive thing. But you're not going to attend, not because you're against the bubbles, but because you're definitely afraid of COVID and you still think that there's some risk, even if you are in a bubble.
Hey, I'm also claustrophobic. I can't
Are
think.
You? Okay,
hey,
that's
look,
a good reason. Then.
Hey, look, I have a hard time getting on. We got an elevator in the building that I live in, and it gives me the, you know,
the creeps.
The bullies. Yeah. To get on an elevator to come up with just a couple of floors, so hey.
I got you. That's a good excuse. Yep. All right, so what were you calling about?
Is he insane enough? Now, these doctors work overtime. It's like, I don't know, save his life or you know, help him get over this, whatever he allegedly had, okay?
You talking about COVID?
I just talked to someone a couple of days ago and said, oh, they don't think he was sick at all. They think it was just some kind of stunt to get sympathy from the people.
This is a Democrat conspiracy theory, right? The idea that Trump faked COVID in order to make it look like he beat it, because the official line is that COVID is so dangerous, of course it would have killed Trump if he'd actually gotten COVID, right?
Look, he had like 100 doctors around him, okay? There ain't no way.
Well, 100 doctors doesn't make you more likely to survive a virus.
No, I don't know. I think better medical care makes you more likely and catching things early. Sure.
100 doctors does not increase your likelihood of surviving a virus more than one doctor would. It's just an opinion.
You can't get better health care than he got, okay?
That's
I've been
true.
In the hospital a couple of times. Hmm. I've had a couple of serious operations, okay? Hey, look, thank God for the people I had to help me, but I never had 100 doctors, a bunch of doctors around me like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the creeps just to have doctors. Like, they would come and stand outside my door in the morning time, you know, to talk about my case and everything before they came in to talk to me, because I didn't like that. But they used to do it. I'm sure he had a plethora, an armada of doctors around him, all right? But
okay.
What is he doing? He's back in these stupid rallies again, begging people to vote for him. What he's begging? Oh, tell telling the woman, oh, please like me, and saying all this crazy nonsense.
Well, what are you worried about, Jerome? I mean, I heard that the polls show that Joe Biden's got a huge lead on Trump. I mean, isn't it pretty much a done deal? Are you worried that he's going to win?
Look, I'm not trusting anything until the final results
are in,
okay?
Good point.
What happened the last time, all right?
You can't trust these pollsters.
But the last time, Hunter Biden didn't have a crack pipe in his mouth.
That's true. But they found a bunch of Hillary emails last time, too. Remember that?
Hey, yeah, but they didn't say much.
They talk about Biden's son, all right? But what about Trump's children, man? Have you looked at their combined...
They look a lot better than these pictures I saw of Hunter Biden.
Well, I mean, if you found some cracked out photos of Ivanka Trump, she probably wouldn't look so good either.
No, probably not.
But that hasn't happened.
I saw a story about her today. They said, oh, Trump loves her more than he loves his wife. That wouldn't be hard to believe. I mean, he wants to have sex with her. That wouldn't be hard to believe.
I think he said that he wanted to have sex with her, didn't he?
He said if he wasn't her father.
Right, like Joe.
No. It's a bizarre statement. Right. But
didn't O.J. Simpson write the book If I Did It?
Right. It kind of felt like he was saying, my daughter is very attractive in a really creepy way.
The question was, he was sitting around on a panel with several women, and the question was, you know, what do you and your father ask Ivanka? What do you and your father have in common? She said golf. And then when they asked him, he said sex.
Thank you, Jerome, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we're talking about the lamification of entertainment. You've got concerts now where they're literally putting people in plastic bubbles. It's actually happening. There's footage. This is real. And people are going to accept this as apparently the option for the future, or go to a lame drive-in concert. I got to say, I'm not sure which one's worse, honestly. They're both pretty lame.
Yeah, I'm still flabbergasted by, the fact that government has shut down art, not just in the United States, but globally because of this thing.
I mean, it's definitely government to a large extent. But to another extent, it's also social pressure. So some of these artists are being pressured to be afraid of COVID or to act as though that they are concerned about this because the Twitter mob or whoever, they'll come after them.
Right.
There was some girl named Lana Del Rey. I guess she's a pop music artist. She went to a book. She got a book. She went to a book signing and she wore some kind of a non-mask. It was like just kind of like a holy thing, face covering.
It was not sufficiently masky mask.
Right. It wasn't an actual mask.
It was like chainmail or something.
Yeah. It was easy. She could breeze through. You know, no big deal. But her fans went off on her.
People on
Internet.
Twitter went off on her. We don't know whether it was her fans or not. Some of them certainly.
We know that some of them will freak out over this stuff, Mark. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history, designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
No fun allowed. This is 2020. You shan't have fun. No entertainment.
And whatever bubbles up, we will crush it.
We're talking about these bubble concerts.
Bubble puns are difficult.
Bubbles! And we're going to tell you more about it, but we're also going to go to your calls and thoughts. Also, how lame can Halloween get? We're going to find out. In some towns, they're canceling it.
Hate to burst your bubble.
Yeah. Sorry, kids. Thought you were going to have fun this Halloween? Nope. It's been like costumes all year, though, hasn't it?
Okay, so I'd like to propose an anarchist Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
That is to say, just go ahead and have Halloween, everybody. Governments don't own the frickin' holiday.
Yeah. Just bring your kids around.
Sure. You just want the cops to start shooting kids in the streets and arresting them? Is that what you want?
Well, if cops decide to shoot kids over trick-or-treating in my street, it is going to be really going to be an anarchist Halloween.
You think that would start the boogaloo?
It's on. I mean, like, seriously, shooting kids over trick-or-treating?
Look, we're just trying to keep you safe.
Yeah, well.
So, let's see. Also, want to let you know.
That's when you get Republicans to set cars and buildings on fire.
You think?
Yes.
Also, want to let you know about Divi, where it is super easy to set up a masternode. You can do that over at diviproject.org. Get the instructions. It's really just a matter of downloading the Divi full node wallet and pressing the right buttons. I mean, it's super easy to do. Diviproject.org can get you started there. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team, as I call it, over the counter. That helps protect you from pushing up exchange prices when you make a big purchase. Go to diviproject.org to learn more about Divi. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Pete is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? It's me, Dr. Fauci.
Oh, well, hello.
That's a pretty good Fauci.
Sound like you've had some scotch and a couple of cigars.
Sorry, what?
It's a good idea to wear a mask. Wait a minute. I changed my mind. It's not a good idea to wear a mask. Don't wear a mask, okay? Because we need them.
He also said to wear goggles at one point.
Yeah, we got to have goggles. Are you kidding me? What is... You people are crazy. I'm 80 years old. I know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, I'm in Myrtle Beach, and we have had no live entertainment here all year.
Really?
And the places that have... I'm a musician. I came to Myrtle Beach from Nashville mm-hmm. to play, and I had all sorts of stuff lined up, and after the COVID came, everybody just canceled one by one, so I've been sitting around, and we don't have... Musicians don't have unemployment insurance.
Because I'm sure you're really passionate about what you do.
You can't say that in the air. I don't care whether you have goggles on or a mask or whatever. You cannot say the S word on the air. This is radio.
A little bit of a bubble negative there.
Yeah. I've never heard that guy's voice, so I presume that's a pretty good impression.
It's not bad.
Is he a New Yorker?
It felt like Long Island or something, yeah.
Yeah. So our caller there was very upset because it was in a crappy situation, and unfortunately we can't, you know, let the that word go on the air, so he had to drop his call. But, Captain, you can relate. You've been in a band for a long time previous to moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
you were
20-plus years.
Multiple bands in the Seattle area, and so I'm sure you've heard from some of your former bandmates and buddies.
I had actually teased this for Monday earlier in the show, but I just was looking at it now, and this is actually occurring as we speak. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week.
What is this?
SaveOurStages.com. This is musicians, basically, and everybody who works around the music industry, right?
So the roadies.
Roadies, sound people, light people, the venues themselves, right? These independent venues who have had no income since March.
Right.
Right. Are doing a fundraiser for themselves.
Wow.
To save our stages. And it is...
is just Seattle?
No, this is the National Independent Venue Association, the NIVA, is partnering with YouTube for a 3-day virtual music festival to hashtag save our stages. It's streaming...
Lame-a-palooza.
It is, yeah. It's literally Bubble-palooza.
It's Lame-a-palooza.
Whatever it is. It's going on right now, actually, as well as tomorrow and Sunday. There's a bunch of featured artists that I've never heard of.
So what's the idea? You pay to get into this online venue, and you can watch people stream a musical performance, and then the money goes to keep businesses that are venues afloat, basically, in the hope that someday someone will be able to perform there?
Yeah, it's hosted by Reggie Watt. They have a donate now. It benefits the NIVA Emergency Relief Fund. They're basically pleading to Congress. They're begging.
Oh, they want to bail out.
Yeah. With nearly 2 million letters sent, hoping...
And these lawmakers of all stripes, up and down the dial, they are the ones responsible for killing this business, at the very least in part.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's where I wanted to go earlier
from their website. Real quick, with nearly 2 million letters sent, we're still hoping Congress does the right thing and passes legislation that will save our stages. The truth is that while we wait for Congress, many venues are at risk of closing forever if they don't get help today. Now, we've talked about this a bunch.
The banks need bailouts. You can't give the money to the artists. The banks need bailouts.
They have a link. You can do a one-time or a monthly donation of various, it's basically a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say earlier when I brought up this other singer, Lana Del Rey, with the critique she was taking, it's not just people on Twitter, Mark. I mean, I know that Twitter is a bad place or whatever, and Reddit's bad, and a lot of these social medias just encourage bad behavior because people are hiding behind their monitors or whatever. But the reality is there are a lot of people who believe in this. That's the reason why you see so many businesses kowtowing. This whole COVID thing, that people have bought into this. That's why a lot of people are out wearing masks around. It's not just because the government mandates it in some places, because there's a significant amount of the population who has bought this hook, line, and sinker. And so if somebody that they respected prior to COVID comes out like Van Morrison did, and Van Morrison is like making protest songs about this, and he's saying, I want to perform, he's like coming out against this whole COVID crackdown thing, he is being lambasted, not just on Twitter, but Rolling Stone magazine. Other, you know, major media outlets are targeting these people. This Lana Del Rey, there was headlines all over the place. How dare she not wear a mask, a proper mask in public? This woman is horrible. She hates your grandparents. She wants to kill everyone. And they actually believe this.
Right.
So,
I mean, I'm looking.
That's why these, hold on. That's why. A lot of these businesses, they don't even want to reopen. Remember, when Georgia was the first state to, quote, reopen, and of course we know that I'm putting quotes around reopen because there was all these stupid rules about, oh, you got to have this table, it can't have a table next to a table, so you got to put a big X on the restaurant tables, and you can only have every other table, and you can only have 50% capacity. But they were, quote, reopening. Well, there was an article about how some restaurateurs weren't even going to reopen because they were worried about what their customers would think. So it wasn't about trying to keep their business alive and trying to serve what few customers would be willing to come in the door. They were worried that they'd upset other customers that they'd had previously that they knew were sensitive about how they do things. And so they would just rather not reopen at all and just wait until they can reopen the way they wanted to reopen, to where they can put in whatever dumb procedures their customers. So the point I'm trying to make is there's some of these business owners who won't do it because they're afraid of what the market will do to them.
If you look at weekly number of deaths from the Center for Disease Control.
They're not looking at that.
I know they're not. Yeah. People don't want to know about facts, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Center for Disease Control, it's really hard to argue with this organization as far as deaths in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes.
Cases, I'll argue with them. The government, they're liars.
Cases are way up, but so what? It doesn't affect the vast majority of people. At this point, basically, deaths are well below 60,000, which is the, you know, the top
total?
End. The per week.
Okay. Oh, per week. Okay.
60,000 per week, which is the...
That's all deaths from all things, right?
All deaths from all things, and that's the number of deaths that's sort of the top end. It goes between 50 and 60,000 every single week. So at this point, I declare COVID have being done in August.
Let's talk to Lane in Southwest Arkansas. Lane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Glad y'all mentioned the roadies, and... hope they do a good job on getting some money because I work for an entertainment production company.
Mm-hmm.
And, hell, we've even done Tony Robbins shows.
Mm.
So, these guys are like, there's no money. There's nothing.
Yeah.
We're broke.
Yeah.
I'm broke. Sound guys, lighting guys, rigging
stage
guys.
Stage hands. Yeah, all of them.
Set guys, the stage hands that show up. That, you know, they're not supposed to think from the neck up from the stage hands. You know, that's the big thing that they say. They don't have any money. Nobody has any money. We are freaking, my company, the company that I work for right now is just about going to be going under in about another 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
And because of this kung flu that's going around here and the scaring situation that is happening. And y'all talked about this bubble. Concert. Well, how do they sell alcohol? How does the venue make any money when you put people in bubbles? You can't sell alcohol.
Right. All great questions.
You pour it in a spout from the top of the bubble. Thanks for the call tonight, Lane. I appreciate it, man. 855-450.
Bring in a flask.
I was like chugging.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.